what you call the kind of day when it's not raining, but the clouds are all over the sky.
What would you call the time of day?
The kind of day.
Cloudy.
Just cloudy, what if it's so it's completely overcast, really kind of dark, even though it's...
Well, I don't know if you're referring to the word hazy or not. Cloudy.
What kind of day would a hazy day be?
A hazy day would not be a cloudy day. It would be, in terms, a hazy day would be when the sun would be obscured to... Not, it wouldn't be shining brightly, it would be hazy. Actually, the word hazy. That's what it would be.
And cloudy, could you say it's cloudy now when you see a lot of blue up, but also a lot of white?
No, it's not cloudy now. There's a lot of clouds drifting by, but when I say it's cloudy is when the clouds gather together and makes it black, you know.
What about, what do you say a day like this when, or say there are no clouds at all, how would you describe it?
A clear day.
Clear? Mm-hmm. And what about if it's changing from, it was clear and then the clouds start to gather?
It's getting cloudy.
And if it's the other way around, the clouds was cloudy but then it's breaking.
It's clearing up.
What about, we mentioned, you said, what did you say it was, when there's real light rain falling, just very tiny droplets, but they're falling.
Well, if it's real light, you'd call it a mist. If it's not, it's just an intermittent, you'd call it a shower, if it's not a heavy rain. Although I've seen some awful heavy showers, just for momentarily, you know, for 2-3 minutes, and boy, it'd be almost cloudburst. But drizzling would be one name. When it's drizzly weather, it means when it's not raining, but you get out, just hang around and work out there a little while, you get pretty well damp.
Well, when it's mist, would it be falling, or would it be just hanging in the air?
Mist, if it's a very, very heavy mist, sometimes it would, but ordinarily, mist is just, as you see, it's suspended in the air like. But drizzling, it's actually little tiny drops will come on down and hit on a paper out there.
So if you got up in the morning and looked out, and you couldn't even see as far as the street out there, would you say that's mist or what?
No, I would say fog. You quite often, not too often, but pretty often do. You'll have fog or sometimes you can't see the highway out there. Then when I don't put my bill outside, I keep in the other. I wouldn't. Man, I don't drive in fog. No, I'm afraid of it.
Why would you drive then? if you don't have rain for a couple weeks, what would you say we're having or what?
Having a dry spell. You can call it a drought.
Mm-hmm. And how long would you say it would take before you could call it a drought, or would you call it a drought?
Several weeks, because that's the beginning of a drought would be the ground begins to parch, get dry, real dry, and a continual long streak of it, you'd call that a drought. But a dry spell is just when it refuses to rain for 3 or 4 weeks or something like that, 5 weeks, that is down here. And I'm beginning to think we're turning into a monsoon season down here. So sometimes it's, I bet you'd have missed 6 days in the last several weeks that we didn't have that rain. Of course, we're not headed up and called a monsoon, but it's been a lot of rain. Sunday, we had a couple of cloud bursts in the middle of it.
Get a few. If there hasn't been any wind, or the wind's been very gentle, and then it begins to get stronger, you say the wind's doing?
Picking up, what?
And what if it's the other way around? It's been strong, but then...
Calming.